going to the White House momentarily to sign a series of orders and proclamations on his conditional amnesty program for Vietnam War deserters and draft evaders. The president first proposed conditional amnesty for the Vietnam War draft evaders and deserters in a speech before the VFW on August 19th, just 10 days after he took office. He then received recommendations from Defense Secretary Schlesinger and from Attorney General Saxby. But the orders and proclamations that he'll be signing today will represent much of his own thinking as well. The president's conditional amnesty program will come just 1 week after he gave former President Nixon a full, absolute, and free pardon. This is the room where the conditional amnesty program will be signed, and there is President Ford. He'll be sitting beneath portraits of former President Truman and Lincoln.
In my first week as president, I asked the Attorney General and the Secretary of Defense to report to me after consultation with other governmental officials and private citizens concerned on the status of those young Americans who have been convicted, charged, investigated, or are still being sought as draft evaders or military deserters. On August 19th, at the National Convention of Veterans of Foreign Wars in the city of Chicago, I announced my intention to give these young people a chance to earn their return to the mainstream of American society so that they can, if they choose, contribute even though belatedly to the building and the betterment of our country and the world. I did this for the simple reason that for American fighting men, the long and divisive war in Vietnam has been over for more than a year. And I was determined, then as now, to do everything in my power to bind up the nation's wounds. I promised to throw the weight of my presidency into the scales of justice on the side of leniency and mercy. But I promised also to work within the existing system of military and civilian law and the precedents set by my predecessors who faced similar post-war situations, among them Presidents Abraham Lincoln and Harry S. Truman. My objective of making future penalties fit the seriousness of each individual's offense and of mitigating punishment already meted out in a spirit of equity has proved an immensely hard and very complicated matter, even more difficult than I knew it would be. But the agencies of government concerned and my own staff have worked with me literally night and day in order to develop fair and orderly procedures and completed their work for my final approval over this last weekend. I do not want to delay another day in resolving the dilemmas of the past so that we may all get going on the pressing problems of the present. Therefore, I am today signing the necessary presidential proclamation and executive orders that will put this plan into effect. The program provides for administrative disposition of cases involving draft evaders and military deserters not yet convicted or punished. In such cases, 24 months of alternate service will be required, which may be reduced for mitigating circumstances. The program also deals with cases of those already convicted by a civilian or military court. For the latter purpose, I am establishing a clemency review board of 9 distinguished Americans whose duty it will be to assist me in assuring that the government's forgiveness is extended to applicable cases of prior conviction as equitably and as impartially as is humanly possible. The primary purpose of this program is the reconciliation of all our people and the restoration of the essential unity of Americans within which honest differences of opinion do not descend to angry discord, and mutual problems are not polarized by excessive passion. My sincere hope is that this is a constructive step toward a calmer and cooler appreciation of our individual rights and responsibilities and our common purpose as a nation, whose future is always more important than its past. At this point, I will sign the proclamation that I mentioned in my statement. Followed by an executive order for the establishment of the Clemency Board. Followed by the signing of an executive order for the Director of Selective Service, who will have a prime responsibility in the handling of the matters involving alternate service. Thank you very much.
President Ford, who has just finished signing executive orders and proclamations on his conditional amnesty program for draft evaders and deserters from the Vietnam War. He sat, appropriately enough, beneath portraits in the White House cabinet room of former Presidents Lincoln and Truman, two presidents who were involved in amnesty as a result of the Civil War, of course, and of World War II. The president's program breaks down essentially into four categories. It involves draft evaders who have been indicted or convicted, those draft evaders who are just now under investigation, deserters who are convicted, those serving in jail, and those deserters who are under investigation. Briefly, here is how it would work for those unconvicted draft evaders, those many men who are, many of them, living in Canada. They have until January 15th of next year to report to the U.S. Attorney where their offense took place, that is, their home district. They are to demonstrate allegiance to the United States by agreeing to 24 months or less of alternate service under the direction of the Selective Service System. At the conclusion of their alternate service, the Selective Service then would issue a certificate of satisfactory completion, and the U.S. Attorney would then have the option of dropping the charges against them. For unconvicted military deserters, they are to take an oath of allegiance to the United States after reporting to the branch of the service from which they deserted. They are then given an undesirable discharge, but they have the possibility of working off that undesirable discharge by performing an alternate service of up to 24 months or so. They will then be given, if they perform it satisfactorily, a clemency discharge. But once they have a clemency discharge, they will not be eligible for Veterans Administration benefits. Additional charges then will have to be cleared as well against them. Deserters and draft evaders who have been convicted. A nine-member clemency review board, as the president said, consisting of distinguished Americans, will review their cases on a case-by-case basis. The board will recommend clemency to the presidents, and it could be conditioned, again, on alternate service. That, of course, is where the emphasis in this program is. The president has said that they must earn their way back into the United States. There is no firm definition of what alternate service is. It is described in the president's speech only as something that shall promote the national health, safety, or interest. So we don't know exactly what it would be, but at least in that kind of general description, we would have the idea that it would probably require young men who chose this conditional amnesty program to work in hospitals and to work in other areas as well.